Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers, the 10th of Dhul Hijjah marked the end of what Allah has referred to in the Quran as Al-Ayyam Al-Ma'lumat. The first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, Allah has referred to it as Al-Ayyam Al-Ma'lumat. Al-Ma'lumat, the known days, the special, known and recognized days. Ayyam Al-Ma'lumat are followed by what Allah has referred to as Al-Ayyam Al-Ma'dudat. Al-Ma'dudat, the few numbered days, that is the 11th, 12th and 13th. So that was Al-Ayyam Al-Ma'lumat. Now Al-Ayyam Al-Ma'dudat, one day has passed from those 3 days. In these 3 days, there's a special dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taught the ummah. And it is the most comprehensive dua. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and by extension the ummah this very comprehensive dua. It is perhaps the most comprehensive dua. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged us to recite it as often as possible. And this dua was revealed during these days. And that is why Ikrimah, a great mufassir and scholar of tafsir, rahimahullah, he said that in these days, this dua must be made excessively. It's an easy dua. Many of us have the heart of the dua by now. But he says, this is the time when you should recite it excessively. It should be recited as often as possible, but more so during these days of Al-Ayyam Al-Ma'dudat. Now, grant us understanding.